Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Delay.
It's called manual delay when you just do it.
Okay.
One time, me and my band, we were playing a gig, and they didn't have any effects at all. Like, something in their rack broke, and so it was just, you know, the mic'd up guitars, the mic'd up bass, you know, the mic'd up drums, and then dry vocals, which I don't know if you've ever heard dry vocals in a musical situation, but...
Karaoke?
No, karaoke, like, is generous with the reverb and the delay and that kind of thing. Yeah, 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 definitely. But most karaoke setups, anyway. So, anyway, we play this thing dry, and there was this important piece of the song where there was a delay. Like, if you heard the recording of the song, there's a bit where, like, the music sort of stops, and the singer, right? It's a pretty important piece of the song. But the sound guy was unable to do that day because whatever, the piece of gear broke, so the singer just did it manually.
Yep, gotta do a manual.
And apparently it fooled the audience.
Nice.
Because they were like, great. I thought you said the sound guy's thing was broken. Because I talked to some people before the show. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it was. You know. And you could see him do
just
it. Like
that good.
Yeah, yeah, professional.
You could kind of see him do it, but he kind of did it in a ventriloquist way where he's holding the mic. He's like, and you could see the throat move. But he didn't move the mic away from his face at all.
Impressive.
So it looked like it was just the same thing. It was, yeah. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. We're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off with over a million channels now, many of whom are former or disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment if it hasn't already. I haven't checked in on it because at this point I'm like, screw you, YouTube. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming. Now we're streaming live every night, posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel. Just visit video.freetalklive.com, video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, you can download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live vindicated with the latest CDC guidelines and recommendations and...
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was hoping to grab, you know, sort of a chart or an article on that, and I just didn't happen to have one for that. But I did see that the CDC has basically said, hey, treat everybody, whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated, the same.
Yep.
Which is what we've been saying since the dawn of COVID.
What's that? You've tested positive? No need to quarantine. Go about your business.
Right.
That's what I've been doing the whole time.
Right.
I
vindicated.
Have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you don't need to wear a mask wherever you go?
Vindicated.
Yeah. I haven't been doing that either. Nor did I do it the entire time. So, yeah. You know, all the websites that put warnings on our posts about, oh, this might be misinformation or disinformation. You've been fact-checked. Well, guess what? They're all wrong.
Yep.
Every frickin' one of them.
No
all the
way.
Facebook friends lost.
Yeah. Well, good. Good riddance.
Yeah. All right. We've been talking about this article from Fee about the movie.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Demolition Man. And star-studded cast, Sandra Bullock. I mean, Bullock. Sylvester Stallone. Yo. Wesley Snipes, who played, what was the vampire?
Blade?
Blade, yes, okay. Thank you. He played Blade. Also a fantastic series of vampire movies. Anyway, those guys are all in it. We've been talking about things they got right, just for our listeners tuning in who haven't heard them. Self-driving electric cars, they predicted humans using computers to increase their self-esteem. They also predicted Zoom meetings. They predicted Arnold Schwarzenegger's entry into politics. They predicted short attention spans for most people. They predicted voice-activated search in your home. They predicted digital currency. What else did they predict? Tablets.
Huh.
That's right. They had tablets in Demolition Man before tablets were even invented.
The police response system.
Yep.
What am I supposed to tell this guy?
And that's interesting, too, because did they invent them? And do, you know, Android and Apple owe Demolition Man some sort of, you know, royalty according to U.S. law? I don't believe in copyright law, by the way. But
probably more so the daily use of tablets. Like, I know Apple had a tablet probably around that. What time? I don't know. Apple had a tablet long before the iPad, and I don't remember what it's called.
So I know that
Newton.
I know that touchscreen POS systems existed in '93 because I worked a job at a retailer where they had the touchscreen, so you could, you know, scan barcodes and then touch stuff on the screen without a keyboard to complete the transaction.
I got that, but there is an Apple tablet that predates the iPad.
Okay.
I don't know when it came out, and I can't remember the name of it. If you know.
603-283-6160. What else did they predict? Anti-smoking laws. That's right. In 1993, you could still smoke in a bar and have a glass of whiskey at the same time. I'm so old. Like, I remember when you could smoke in the Greyhound bus. It was only, the last, six seats, three on either side, plus that one big seat in the way back next to the bathroom. You didn't ever want to sit there unless you were a smoker.
Are there people still alive that remember when you could smoke on an airplane?
I'm sure there are.
Probably, okay. Yeah.
I don't remember being able to smoke on an airplane. I do remember seeing the ashtrays in the arms of the airplane seats. I think they've all been moved out and all those planes retired at this point.
It seems like that has been the norm for so long, right, that you need not put a sign up in the plane that says no smoking.
And they still have them.
Right.
Yeah.
Fasten your seatbelts and remember, no smoking. Who remembers? Who thinks that would be okay at this point?
Anti-smoking laws, they predicted. They predicted language police.
One credit of the verbal morality code.
Yeah, and there's also some sort of buzzer sound that went on.
Yeah. Burr.
Yeah.
John's button.
Maybe a little light went off, too. Yeah. I, much like John Spartan, would have received many a fine.
Yes.
As we've witnessed here on Free Talk Live in the two times that I've had to, one time I had to dump myself, and then another time I had to be dumped because I went on a bit of I wouldn't say emotional, but I was on a bit of a rant and carrying on, and,
You've been known to get emotional, Kevin.
I
don't get emotional.
I'm still surprised I haven't had to be dumped. Knock on wood. Did I just curse myself?
Predicting the future is what you're doing. That's right.
Mm-mm, I'm a good girl, and I do not use swear words.
The F ever. You don't.
Yeah.
I've heard your potty mouth. That's right.
What, on the brakes?
That's right. And at Pork and Fork.
Yep.
As soon as the mice get muted.
I really let it loose at Pork and Fork.
Particularly during mini golf. So last night there was a caller who was like, you guys don't get emotional now. And I totally deadpan. And he's like, no, don't get emotional.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not. Like,
you've been known, Captain.
Don't tell me what to do.
It's part of your reputation.
I do not get emotional.
The emotional Captain.
I do emote. It's true. But what else did they predict? Germophobia, gun control, all of those. So anti-smoking laws, language police, germophobia,
gun
control.
Where did I get a gun run here? Oh, at the museum, sir.
Yes. However, I am still not using the three shells.
Three seashells?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
Watch
the movie.
Yeah,
all right, I will.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
All right.
I'm waiting for that.
There are three seashells that John Spartan has to figure out how to use, and you'll see.
You'll see.
Okay.
This list is by no means exhaustive, mind you, and impressive as it is, the list doesn't include what is, in my opinion, the most prophetic and best part of Demolition Man, Edgar Friendly's soliloquy on why he's living as criminal underground, literally underground, rather than on the surface. And that would be Dennis Leary's part.
That's a worthy rant.
It is. 603-283-6160. Would you live underground?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's not working.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right, totally on. Ruined it.
Hang on. Let me see if I do.
Technicalities.
Yeah, technicalities. Please stand by. Technicalities. Please stand by.
It would have been such a great segue.
It was going to be a great segue, and now it's all messed up. It's all jacked.
See,
there you go.
When the Cartoon's playing, I'm the enemy. Because I like to think. I like to read. I'm into freedom of speech and freedom of choice. I'm the kind of guy that can sit in a greasy spoon and wonder, gee, should I have the T-bone steak or the jumbo rack of barbecue ribs with a side order of gravy fries? I want high cholesterol. I want to eat bacon and butter and buckets of cheese, okay? I want to smoke a Cuban cigar the size of Cincinnati in the non-smoking section. I want to run through the streets naked with green jello all over my body reading Playboy magazine. Why? Because I suddenly might feel the need to, okay, pal? I've seen the future. You know what it is? It's a 47-year-old virgin sitting around in his beige pajamas drinking a banana broccoli shake thinking I'm an Oscar Mayer wiener. See...
And that is the epic rant.
That's pretty accurate.
From the
from
actor.
93.
Yeah, definitely accurate. From the actor Dennis Leary, who might have been one of his first acting gigs. 93, because he was a stand-up comedian for a long time doing his shtick, which I thought he was pretty funny at that, and then he transitioned into acting, of course. But, yeah, pretty epic rant, pretty point, on point, you know, and definitely worthy of a look back. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And before we get to your calls and thoughts, I want to say thank you to tonight's amplifier. Thank you to Alex G. Knopp. He is a silver-level amplifier, which means he contributes $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. Where does Alex's money go? It goes to help get this radio program onto more radio stations and otherwise promote and support Free Talk Live. You do get some little perks, special things if you are an amplifier, such as an amp only podcast, and there's a few other things. Find out more over at amps.freetalklive.com. You could help us spread liberty, peace, and prosperity to more people around the world. Thank you again, Alex G. Knopp. We appreciate you. All right, so moving on to calls. Let's go to David in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, it's funny you were doing your fund pitch there. You mean the Koch brothers don't pay for the show?
No, they don't. And in fact, if they do, they certainly have not sent me my paycheck ever.
Oh, it's a funny thing. I mean, you got a fat network display, and they don't even chip in a tiny bit.
If the Koch brothers started chipping in, I'm really getting my lawn. Just say that.
What were you calling about tonight, David?
Well, I heard you raise the issue of living outside the or living underground. That
yes.
And you know, like they say, if you live underground, you must be honest.
Why
and
is that?
I'm sure you all agree.
Why is that?
Oh, you don't recognize the old Bob Dylan line?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about the physics of living underground. I used to live out in Colorado where they had a lot of radon gas.
Yep.
You know, radiation, radioactive soil.
That's a big thing here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it is. Like, when I bought my house, the inspector did a radon test, and, like, I didn't get the results for a couple of days or whatever because I had to leave it go for 24 hours.
Yeah,
and there's radon vents that get built into new houses here
to
let it escape.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a safe thing. And, you know, part of the reason why the Koch brothers aren't respected is they own mining companies. They've made a vast fortune in mining and in oil drilling, and they are made a vast fortune in fraud. They used to short the oil companies. They would pretend to have a full tank, that they would take a partial tank of fuel when, in fact, they had a full tank. And so they were famous for shorting the oil jobbers. But the bigger
thing they wouldn't get that wealthy with that reputation.
Well, that's the funniest thing about it. And they started the John Birch Society, and they made it patriotic to be a saboteur. And so their whole history was that of sapping this nation, pretending that they were so important to this nation that they didn't have to pay taxes, even though they were poisoning us with various problems like radon in concrete, in mine tailings, all sorts of different problems,
okay.
And then selling those mine tailings for filler in something like concrete, which then led to the poisoning of whole neighborhoods all across America.
So if I'm hearing you correctly then, David, you just don't like the Koch brothers, is that right?
I don't like poisoners. And I don't like polluters.
So then, if you don't like polluters and poisoners, do you dislike the federal government?
You always got it in for the federal government. The federal government...
I ask you for a very specific reason. Because the federal
government,
believe it or not, and you can go look this up, they released their own report on it. Go look it up. The federal government, believe it or not, is the largest polluter, period.
Okay.
At least they admit it.
To be fair to David, though,
I don't think
that doesn't minimize the fact that if this is true, that the Koch brothers are culpable.
I'm just seeing if David here is philosophically consistent.
Okay.
I don't like at least they admit it argument, though. I don't like doing a bad thing is doing a bad thing. Just because the feds admit that they're terrible doesn't mean that it's okay or any better.
Is it better to then hide it if that's what the Koch brothers is doing?
Hang on.
The federal government is you and I. Whether you admit it or not,
in no way, shape, or form is the federal government you and I. Have you ever tried to change anything in the federal government at any level?
Got a lot done.
Oh, yeah? Such as? What did you change?
Well, just one time, right after Obama was elected, we had the Interior Secretary came out here to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was expecting him to be a great...
I don't need the lead-up. I need the facts. What did you change?
And he wanted to do offshore drilling in California.
Okay.
And so I got one of the choice spots of being able to ask him a question in a huge public forum.
Oh, how much did they pay you for that?
Simple question.
How much did they pay you for that?
Simple question. How much of California's coastline is collateral for the rest of the nation? If you owned $1 million villa over the California coastline and it gets covered with oil?
Hey, David, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Obviously, he didn't change anything. Otherwise, his answer would have been, I changed this and X. And then
I asked a question in a public forum
and
made a difference in the world.
I'm of the opinion that these people who get to ask these politician questions are paid. And he avoided that question as well. So more Free Talk Live is on the way. 603.
Let's face it. Food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. More details have been disclosed in that shooting in Jerusalem's Old City early Sunday. Authorities in Israel say a Palestinian gunman opened fire at a bus, wounding several passengers, among them Americans visiting the country. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was made aware. The injured were from his home state of New York. He shared what he had learned in a Sunday press briefing.
It hits so close to home because at least 3 of those 8 on the bus were American.
The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when it conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Republican Governor Larry Hogan from Maryland was on ABC this week and says this anti-FBI rhetoric is dangerous.
losing faith in our federal law enforcement officers and our justice system and our, you know, is a really serious problem for the country.
This is USA Radio News. Police in central Pennsylvania are trying to find why a man who allegedly drove a car into a crowd at an outdoor fundraiser would then be involved in a murder nearby. In Berwick, seen at the fundraiser for a family that lost 10 people in a fire a week ago, one person was killed and 17 being treated for serious injuries. State police spokesman Trooper Anthony Petrosky disclosing that after that, police were called to a disturbance in nearby Nescopec. There, a woman was found dead and a suspect arrested. And there's trouble in Mexico.
The State Department is telling American citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns in the Mexican state of Baja California. The towns include Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. Gang violence erupted there late Friday and early Saturday, the U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves, including seeking secure shelter, monitor local media for updates, and be aware of their surroundings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. We've got some the phones are packed, actually. We might have time for you. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Could you say that with less enthusiasm?
You always throw me off when you don't say joining me.
Uh-oh. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
Oh, that's better. There's your sunshine.
There we go.
Yes, I was missing the sunshine in the Nikki part.
It's Nikki.
This is Nikki.
And in the studio, it's the captain. It reminds me of Saturday Night Live's Doug and Wendy Weiner. Right.
I don't remember.
And in the studio tonight, it's the captain. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
I'm not even going to do it. That just gives me a hand.
And
just
Richie Rich. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual. That's right. Forkfest.
Oh, wow.
At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend and some days before Porkfest. So Forkfest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest Forum. You can find links to those over at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, forkfest.party. I'm kind of stoked for it to be the pre-funk leading up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. So, because all of the years that I've attended the Forkfest have been after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I finally got to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and so now I'm looking forward to, you know, having it the old school style.
What's going to happen to Sporkfest?
Yes.
Wasn't Sporkfest like the weekend prior to?
I thought it was after.
That was Forkfest.
No, I thought Sporkfest was the week of Porkfest.
At the same time?
At the same time, but yeah, in a whole different location.
I thought it was like the same time as something.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Or maybe the same time as Forkfest. I'm not sure.
I thought it was Forkfest just because Spork, I don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows. Or maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But let's go to your calls and
rename
thoughts.
It Somalia Fest.
Well, that was an original name.
I know. That's why. If we're going to go back.
We've got Oliver calling from Virginia. Oliver, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Look, I'm telling you right now, I'm from Richmond, Virginia, capital of the Confederacy.
Yep.
Must be proud.
I really am. I really do. I'm proud of my art.
Okay, so what's on your mind?
Yes. And I would just like to say that we tried this, I'm sorry, I'm bad with words. What are y'all trying to do? You're trying to
secede from the Union.
Yes, we're trying to divorce New Hampshire from the rest of the United States.
Yeah, we tried this thing one time before, you know, it didn't work out that good. But anyway,
well, we're going to do it without slavery, though.
And you and I didn't try anything, did we? I don't remember you and I getting together and trying something.
No, sir. I'm 54 years old, and I was definitely not there at the time. But I did have some family that was back there, and I really don't believe when it first started out it was about slavery, to be honest with you. But I think it was 63. The war started in 61, and 63 came out with whatever that thing was about the, you know, proclamation.
Right, yeah. So I have a question for you, Oliver. Why should the United States remain united? The federal government, for certain, has, you know, done all sorts of heinous things. They continue dropping bombs. They extort people for money. They continue inflating the money supply. They do all these heinous things. Why should the United States remain united?
Well, at the end of the day, this is I'm going to skip a few things that I wanted to say. I'm going to get right to the point.
Okay.
This is the thing. Abraham Lincoln, he broke a lot of rules. He broke a lot of laws.
Yeah.
When, you know, he did habeas corpus and all these old things, and he broke a lot of rules. But in the end, he won, and that meant that our whole country was one. Now, when Hitler come along, if we was two countries, do you reckon we could have whooped him?
Yes. I mean, sure, it's possible.
Because those two countries may have come together in some sort of allied force to repel the Nazi threat.
And thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it, Oliver.
That's very American-centric, right? Like, Americans were the only ones fighting Nazism?
Right. Yeah. No, they
like,
weren't.
Like two countries couldn't come together to repel that threat.
And also for some fun tidbits on Abraham Lincoln and the a-hole that he was, go listen to last night's Free Talk Live over at freetalklive.com.
That's funny. We talked about him last week, too.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Future generations will remember him as the vampire hunter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's move right along, and let's go to Jack in Ocean Shores, Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to talk about Anne Heche and some of the conspiracy theories, but real quick, Richie Rich.
Yes.
I believe private airlines should allow smoking, and if you want to fly on it or not fly on it, whether you're a smoker or not, I think you should be allowed to. I don't think it should be an absolute.
I do, too, and in fact, I think, like, if... You know how, like, sports teams, they'll have their stadium or their field named after some sort of corporate sponsor, for example, right? I think private air companies should be allowed to have, like, the Camel Airline or the Marlboro Airline.
Why not?
And, like, cater to people who smoke.
To be fair, I agree with you, and I don't know if I suggested otherwise when I brought that up. it's just been the standard for so long, it seems odd to me that people still need to be reminded that you're not allowed.
No, I agree with that. I think you said if we look back on tape that finally they came to that conclusion, and I actually remember.
Go on.
What do you remember?
Did we lose him?
Russians.
Jack.
Putin again.
Well, it's been about
Jack
over 50 years since they stopped allowing smoking on airlines.
That's why so I said, is there anybody? Well, how long has it been?
Wait, hang on. Hey, is this Jack?
The 70s is what I think.
Jack, is that you? Nope, it's not Jack.
This is Rob.
All right, stand by. I thought that was Jack calling back.
Hmm. Producer said, what, is it the 90s?
25 years.
25 years. Okay, all right, fair enough. Seems longer than that. 35 years.
It started in the 70s.
What did?
Not allowing smoking on airplanes.
Yeah, I remember you could still smoke in, I don't know what they call it now, the terminal.
Okay.
Right? I'm old enough to remember watching relatives fly away and, like, being able to bring the whole family, no security at all, into the airport and right up to the thing where the little, you know, fake stairs or whatever, the ramp and all that, into the plane goes, and being able to stand there with the glass and watch the plane leave that particular terminal station, and, you know, you could sort of wave bye to your family, whatever. No security, no TSA,
thanks,
no tickets.
George Bush.
None of that. And it was great. Yep. It was one of the freest things I can remember. Like, people that, like, ask at the times, they ask you to, like, pinpoint a thing where, like, you were way more free than you are now. It's like, that's one of them.
There you go.
To me. Like, just being able to, like, walk into an airport and walk around it like it's a mall, right? A shopping mall. And, like, go to all the restaurants and all the little places they have there selling goods and stuff like that. That was fun to me. 603-283-6160. Do you remember something where you were more free than you are today? Let us know. More free talk
back to 2020.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Segments of tonight's Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live? We're a live radio call-in program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind.
Oh, now you're telling them about it?
Well, I've been telling them for years, really, now, I guess. Just thought I'd mention it once.
They should already know.
Final segment. What is Free Talk Live really about?
Let's get into the history.
I'm not a professional. I just play one on radio. Right? The telephone number, well, you're probably not going to need. The phones are packed, and I think we'll get through this segment. But for future reference, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me, it's
Nikki.
And Reggie Rich.
Was that a good enough lead-in?
It was. Okay. It was great. Thank you very much.
You need to prompt her like that every time.
No, I was ready for it this time, though. Even if you didn't do that, I was ready.
All right, cool. So we're making progress.
Yeah, here. I'm learning.
The Sunday night edition, Free Talk Live.
Like a radio host out of you.
Let's see.
It took this long.
Do I have any business to handle? No, we already handled it. All right, cool. So let's move right along and go to, we have Jack. Now, normally we only limit, one call per night, but Jack, his phone cut off and he didn't really even get to say what was on his mind.
I want to say, Richie Rich, I apologize. I'm happy that you and I both agree that smoking on airplanes is cool.
Yeah, I personally would choose the non-smoking flight because I'm a non-smoker.
Yeah,
but I don't think I suggested that it should be the rule. Only that it has been the rule so long.
I mean,
it need not be reminded on every flight.
I think you should be able to smoke weed on a plane.
Sure, I don't care.
Or a bus or whatever. Right? Yeah. Like who cares?
So Anne Heche, real quick.
So who is Anne Heche and why does she matter?
She was an actress. She doesn't probably matter like most of them. But she was married to Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres is on the Epstein pedo flight list. It's true. Huh. These are things you have to look up, but they're not really conspiracies if you look at them.
Sure.
And she got killed. If you just type in hashtag.
Got killed or died because.
Yeah, she got killed.
Okay.
If you type her name in hashtag on Twitter, Anne Heche, you can see she pops out of the body bag right before it gets loaded in. There's a real newscaster, and this is not hard to do. You just type in Heche. After the car crash, she hit two homes, supposedly, and you can see her jump out of the body bag. It is so
she wasn't taken away from the car crash in a body bag, though. she was taken to a hospital and then was...
That's what they told us initially.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think it
is. All right.
But you can look at the video. Hashtag Anne Heche.
Well, if she sat up in the stretcher as they were loading her up to take her to the hospital.
Yeah, but right. She had a brain injury, and supposedly some guy left her behind in the car.
Okay.
She was dead. So it's just bizarre. I'm not saying it's true, by the way.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, there is a video. I just did exactly what you said, and there is a video that shows, I wouldn't say it's a body bag, but it's somebody on a stretcher who sits up as they are being put into the back of an ambulance.
Yeah, she wasn't pronounced dead at the scene.
She had no respirator in her. She had none of the things you usually see. No oxygen, nothing. I don't know.
Okay, so what is your theory about what happened here?
I think that whatever this deep state, this not 1% anymore, but this 0.25% of population is running some type of cabal, and I don't think it's Republican, I don't think it's Democrat, I don't think it's liberal, I think it's literally something darker.
All right, hey, we appreciate the
call. That one is too easy to go to Occam's razor, because right before wrecking her car, she did like a TikTok video or whatever about how she was like drunk or whatever. So she got messed up, jumped in a car, wrecked the car, brain damage, taken to the hospital, put on a respirator, ventilator, whatever, and eventually taken off of life support because she was brain dead.
Fabricated, though.
You're right. It could have been. But the simple answer, if you take a video going like, look at me, I'm so messed up right now, I'm going to go take my car out for a drive, and then you wreck it. But I'm not surprised that the official story validates that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's go to, we've got Ed calling from Michigan. Ed, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You were talking earlier about the dollar bill becoming worthless year after year.
Yes.
And it makes a lot of sense what you're talking about. What's going to happen when countries like China or other ones that we do extensive trade with, they suddenly wake up to that and they say, we're no longer going to take any more of your toilet paper dollar bills. We now want gold in exchange for all the products you get from us.
Russia kind of did that.
So, well, and also Gaddafi.
Yeah,
was making a move towards a gold-based...
He started their own currency.
Right,
yeah.
A gold-based currency.
Right.
And, well, we saw what happened there. They just immediately took them out.
A little more difficult with China.
Now, but your question is a valid question. Like, if the governments do nothing, whenever it is that everybody else decides that the U.S. dollar is no longer the global reserve currency, specifically for oil... Right. Whenever they decide that happens, in theory, that will be the collapse of the United States dollar. We will see hyperinflation. We will see, you know, all of the bad things. Basically, the apocalypse of the United States dollar.
And again, Russia kind of did that when they started the conflict with the Ukraine. Right. They said, like, we're only going to export our oil to countries paying in rubles or gold. So all of a sudden, like, you know, oil for gold, if you're getting it from Russia, and they're not taking any of the other currencies, right? And a lot of countries who are energy dependent right now have fallen in line and is getting Russian rubles to buy their energy from Russia.
What do you think is going to happen?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm that. Hey, you guys are the experts. I love listening to you guys because you guys are real smart. I wanted to get your opinion. Because to me, the whole situation is kind of scary in a way.
Oh, it is. And in fact, it's been like there are a lot of people who are way smarter than I am when it comes to economics, specifically Austrian economics, who have been lamenting the death of the dollar, you know, the dire situation that's in front of us. The fact of the matter is that mathematicians at least agree that there is no way for the dollar to recover, that we are on a decline that will remain a decline for how long we don't know. Mathematically speaking, it's not a question of if.
Yeah.
But it's a question of when.
The U.S. government doesn't want it to stop declining. This is exactly part of the plan. This isn't accidental.
Can you elaborate?
Well, they just printed, what is it, like 60% of the money supply
in the last 2 years.
That's the thing. That's the conspiracy.
They would
theory.
Have to be super, super, super way dumber than we originally thought they were if they didn't think that that would really depreciate the value of the U.S. dollar.
Well, they knew it would. They got the value out of it first because they and their friends. And so it has been literally the largest wealth transfer on planet Earth, period.
So part of the problem in libertarian circles is Ron Paul has been predicting this for 50 years.
Right.
So, like, when is it going to happen? Please, give, like, put an expiration date on your predictions, number one. Number two, again, the dollar is headed down, mathematically unable to recover. But several years ago, right, the conspiracy theory was the Amero. Remember the Amero?
Yeah, the American version of the Euro.
Right.
I do not remember this.
You were too young.
When was this?
Like, probably like 10, 5 years ago. No, more than 5 years, like
really?
10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Producer, get on it. But it was supposed to be like the international currency for the Americas, right? Like Canada,
right.
America, or the United States of America,
and Mexico.
And Mexico and southern, you know, the South American states. We're gonna move to this one currency called the Amero.
It's funny. There's a television series called Electric Sheep. That, yes, it's based on, you know, the author's books and all that kind of thing. There's one episode where they're having an election for the candidate.
Okay.
And the name of the country is Mexuscan.
There you go.
M-E-X-U-S.
What a terrible way to mash those words up.
So it's Mexico, the United States, and Canada. It's all one country now, and they're having an election, but there's only one candidate. And the candidate has a very, hey, and thank you for the call, by the way, has a very interesting speech and, you know, mannerisms that talk about, well, we only have one candidate as a symbol for the elections that we used to have.
1999 was when the Amero was, like, more prominent than the news.
We're out of time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to my co-host and our producer. This has been Free Talk Live. Find us over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.